Ben joins us this morning. Ben, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you going?
I'm well, thank you. Thank you so much for joining us. So,
not a problem.
How did you first become interested in stunts? Were you just a daredevil kid?
So originally it was through parkour and free running, which is that outdoor gymnastics we've all seen on TV and YouTube. Myself and two mates were doing it and got sponsored and had a few people back us. And then from there, I actually met, I was at gymnastics, like a Tuesday night week gymnastics session, and met a stuntman when I was 15 and found out it was a job. So kind of from there, made the calls and trained and kind of looked more into it and found out it was actually a career, a career path you could take.
So. Oh my God. And so were your family like, oh, maybe just study accounting?
Yeah, I think my mum saw it coming. She kind of knew it was always going to happen. And the plan was to do mechanical engineering, but then, kind of took the stunt route. And from there, I get to do the mechanical side of things I always wanted to anyway. So it worked out really well.
Oh, that is awesome. Okay, tell us what the life of a stuntman looks like, the locations, the people, and maybe some of your regular stunts that you get called on to do.
So everyone kind of has their area of expertise. So I came in with the parkour and free running and body control, and then from there, I've more shifted to vehicles and rigging, so flying people across rooms, rigs, wraps, all your martial arts kind of fighty stuff, but the rig side of it, and then the vehicle side of it's car crashes, drifting, racing sequences, any car chases, things like that, like pulling up to a mark even. So that's kind of my world, but a lot of the boys, it's martial arts, it's gymnastics, it's fights, body control, it's falls, and then we've got water, heights, it's kind of you branch off into
different kind of
areas.
Yeah, right. And so, like, do you get hurt?
So I've never broken a bone personally.
Oh my God, touch wood, that's amazing.
Yeah, it's always the plan. There have been some injuries, and that's always part of what we do. But I wouldn't, if I thought I was going to get hurt doing a stunt, I wouldn't do it. What we do is very calculated. It's very rehearsed and practiced, and it's we go over it with a fine tooth comb. So we wouldn't go into something that we thought was not going to end up with a positive result. And obviously, things can happen where we're riding the edge a lot of the time. But that's
it's
why you rehearse and practice.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
exactly.
It's a highly controlled riding of the edge. It's
exactly.
Not,
yeah. It's,
yeah.
And
okay.
The idea being that we have rehearsed and trained enough that when things do go wrong, you can adjust and hopefully land it or come out all right.
It sounds almost like it's almost like a choreographed ballet of sorts, in that
exactly. You
know every move, you've trained your body, you've gauged pretty much every possibility of what could go on in that instance, and you've trained for it. Would that be fair to say?
Exactly, yeah. And like a fight scene is like a dance, like it's all rehearsed. We know exactly who's going to be where and what fight beats, and you're working together the entire time. And then when there are bigger stunts that you do have less control over, we just put systems in place to be able to make sure there are safety backups, and you've either padded the things that need to be padded, or when it comes to, let's say, fire burns, you've got guys on extinguishers, you've got the right equipment, you've gone through all the steps and procedures to get there. So it's by the time you actually do the stunt, you've already worked it all out. Like the actual execution of the stunt's probably the easiest part.
Yeah, right. Okay, so what are some of the most memorable roles you've had over the year? Like, is there any that stand out? And is there any people that you've doubled for that moment really stood out for you?
There's like a lot of the guys in the Australian industry, it's not a huge industry, so a lot of us have worked on a lot of the films that have come here. That being like Unbroken, Hacksaw Ridge, Great Gatsby, Pacific Rim, like Thor's shooting at the moment, so Pirates of the Caribbean. So like because there's only a reasonably small pool of people, we all end up working on a lot of the jobs. But I'd say the bigger jobs, like I just finished on Shang-Chi, which was shooting here. I think we finished a couple months ago, end of last year.
Yep.
So that's a Marvel film that's going to come out. So that was, we had some really cool sequences on that. Also just traveling overseas for work's been an amazing opportunity.
Yeah.
We've been to like India for Extraction and Marvel and, Mexico for Gringo.
Oh, wow.
Which was directed by Nash Edgerton, who's also an Australian stunt coordinator.
Oh, cool. Oh, wow. Yeah, I can imagine it is just a quite small core group of guys, and that, you know, they're like, we need the water guy. And you're like, okay, I know the guy who does water stunts. And like,
exactly, exactly. And so you've got the guys that are kind of the best in their field at that.
Yeah.
So if you can get those, if they're available, they're the guys you want to get, but then you still make up a team of, like, in Australia, you can, you need to be an all-rounder, where overseas you can definitely make a career out of just being a specialist, so only being a driver. So all you do is drive, and you could work 5 days a week doing that. But in Australia, everyone needs to be all-rounded. Even to get graded, you have to be all-rounded. And then, our kind of, to keep getting work, you have to be good at a lot of things.
Yeah. And so the Australian film industry, it's had a bit of a boom recently.
Have you
just been working constantly in production for the last, I don't know, year?
Yeah, it's been a really good run. It was looking a bit rocky there for a while at the start. I was lucky enough to be on a film that shot through COVID. We were the only production in the world. And they put COVID protocols in place, and it was kind of what's founded the way we work now on set, which is really good. But Melbourne took a huge hit, especially with their lockdowns, and Queensland took a, was battered a little bit too, but we've come out the other side all right. So especially now, Australia being such a haven for film, as we aren't as affected like a lot of other countries around the world, we've done really well.
Yeah. If we're watching a film that you're in, is there any way we can tell that it's you and not the main actor?
Sometimes. So,
what do we look out for?
As technology gets better and better, it becomes harder and harder to spot it.
Okay.
So with face replacement and what they can do now with computers, it's really difficult to see the difference. Like you could have three different doubles in the one sequence all merge into the same actor and you wouldn't have a clue.
Oh, wow. So,
as technology gets better, it gets harder. But there are still moments where you can see the shape of your face or like the outline of your arm different than the actor, or your silhouette. It's really obvious that it's us, not them.
And you're like, guys in the movie, guys, that's me.
Yeah. Or especially because a lot of our work isn't just doubling. A lot of our work is also, we call them like stunt actors or stunt players. So you're like a background character that instead of doubling the actor, you're just going to cast us, whether it be throwing a few lines and then getting hit by a car or taking a wreck or getting shot, or where all the generic characters, background characters. So then you can see us a lot. You'll be the guy in the background doing a fight behind the lead actor.
Yeah,
and
right.
Let's say you're a ninja. Okay. You could be a ninja in 50 different scenes in the movie and no one would have a clue.
Yeah, right. So. Okay, well, before I let you go, what would be your one piece of advice to say someone in their teens or 20s listening to this and going, I just want to be Ben Toyer?
There is a process. It's not all glamorous and it's not as easy as everyone thinks it is, but there are training facilities, there's two in Sydney and some in Queensland, that are really good for getting an idea of what's involved. And there's a grading procedure to get through, but it's a hard process, but I definitely find it worthwhile.
Yeah. Oh, Ben, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Well, good luck with are you allowed to say what you're working on at the moment, or is it kind of under wraps?
So I just finished Mr. In Between season 3, which is a Aussie Foxtel show. It's a really good show, if anyone wants to check it out. So we just finished filming season 3, and then I'm about to start on another Netflix show that's come here, an American show. So, there's lots on.
Lots on. Oh, well, look, thank you so much. Enjoy your day, and stay safe.
You too. Thank you very much.
Bye.